Hello, my name is Paola Medina. I am 20 years old. Today is July 22nd of 2018. Today I'm speaking with my best friend Paola. Yes, we have very similar names. And we're recording this interview via FaceTime from Atlanta, Georgia and Houston, Texas. So, Paola, do you remember when we first met? How long have we been friends?
Well, I remember the first time we met, it was after our ballet class. I think it was right after, because we were talking about whenever you got your first phone, which was around, it was a long time, like 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Well, more. I think it was maybe like 13 years ago, because we were around 8 years old. So,
mm-hmm.
And I remember you were talking about your pink phone. It was a flip-flop phone. And it was really funny, because at first I thought you were a little intimidating, but it was nice to meet you, because after that we became really good friends, and it was nice talking to you.
Aww.
And I remember that you were a level and an older level than me in ballet, and that's why I thought you were a little intimidating, but it was really nice because you were really nice to me, and we talked for a long time while we were waiting to be picked up. So it was nice.
Oh, okay. So tell me your favorite memory of us.
Well, again, it was in our ballet academy, in the ballet studio. I remember it was during a master class that I remember. This really, well, she wasn't a mean teacher, but she was very strict.
No, she was really mean.
Well, yeah, she was mean too, but she was strict. She was very, very strict also. And I was scared to take her master class, but then you were like, "You come on, we got it, we can do it." Okay, and then I decided to take it with you. And I remember we decided to stand in the front of the other girls to like do the exercises and the
mm-hmm.
and the bar exercises and all of that. And there was a time where she would, well, there was a time when whenever she started to challenge us with these really hard exercises, and I remember it was something about I think it was elevations. We were doing elevations with our legs, and it was really hard. And I was suffering the whole time. And as always, I always show it on my face. Like, I show it on my face. And you were making fun of me while I was suffering. And so at the same time I was suffering, I was crying and I was laughing. And it was really, really funny because the teacher got mad at us because we couldn't stop laughing and talking about the class. So, I mean, at the same time, I remember it hurt really bad, but I had a lot of fun with you. And I don't know, it's just a nice memory, you know, because like, after all, you know that even though we're going through hard moments.
Yeah.
Like, we're always going to make it good out of it, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
So it was fun. And also very funny because we learned our lesson to not give up. And but I also remember that I hated you because you were laughing at me the whole time. And you were doing amazing. And of course, I was doing really bad.
Oh, no, you were good too.
So, but I mean, I guess it was just fun.
Yeah, it was. Do you think we'll still be friends in 10 years?
Well, of course.
Why?
Duh, I mean, we've been friends for what now? Like 8 years now, I think? Or more. I don't know. I'm not sure. I think more. No, more. No. More than that. Like 13.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at math. My bad. Well, I think we've been friends for maybe around, oh my God.
15 years, I think.
15 years? 14 years? A long time. So I think in 10 years, we'll still be friends. Because there's a really famous or popular saying that says, whenever you spend more than 7 years with that person, you're going to keep being friends with that person, because it's a real friend, you know, it's a true friend that you have with you. So that's I truly believe that that's a it's that statement's really, it's right, because like I've experienced it myself. So, well, yeah, I believe we'll be friends in 10 years. Because I love you so much. And of course, like, I'm always going to be there for you. Like, you're always there for me. And yeah, I can never forget you or all these memories. So,
yeah,
I think we'll be still be friends in 10 years for sure.
Me too. Absolutely. Do you remember having any fight or let's call it huge disagreement with me?
Well, actually, yes, I do remember. And like at the end of the day, it's just our relationship like builds stronger, you know, because whenever we have these fights, like we always come up like with a solution and we always like make things work. And well, I remember this time it was about this guy that you were talking to, mm-hmm. and I really didn't like him or like the way he treated you or all these things. But at the end of the day, it was your decision. And I mean, I helped you through like some of the, I helped you through the situation, but it was okay. Cause I mean, I know at the moment I wasn't like a few, like I wasn't agreeing with you all the way, but well, I don't know, just things, we made things work, and I just can't be mad at you for a long time. It's really hard for me to be mad at you, so mm-hmm. but that's it. Like I don't really remember other fight or other disagreement that we have. Like I don't even think we can like stop talking for what, more than 2 days. It's weird not talking to you. So I don't know, like as I said, like everything like we go through, like every fight, it just makes our relationship stronger and our friendships stronger. And I just think it's, I don't know, everything happens for a reason. So that's it. I don't think I remember having another fight or any other really, really like strong with you. And like at the end of the day, we always come up with a solution. That's all that matters.
Yes. So, what are your hopes and wishes for me and my future children?
Well, of course, the best of the best. But in particular, I really want you to be happy and have a really nice family in it with a really nice job. And I wish that all your goals come through in life. And I also wish, as I said, the best of the best for you, but in all aspects, like monetary-wise, love-wise, family-wise, like everything, because you deserve the whole world, because I know you, and you always work hard for what you want, so for it. And in 10 years, I'm pretty sure all of these things are going to come through, and hopefully I'll be there with you too, so we can celebrate together.
Of course.
And yeah, I wish the same thing for me too, because we've been together for all these years, so why not just like make it together, you know? So
yes.
But for sure, like in 10 years, I wish you the best, and I want you to be successful in life. And yes, of course.
Okay, so before we finish, I just want to tell you some things that, you know, I don't like to talk about my feelings, but I think I should. So, I'm very proud of the amazing woman you've become, because I've known you for a while now, and I'm just so proud of you. And I'm proud of, as well, for me, for having you as my friend.
Oh my god, so, that's so sweet.
Yeah, I know. I can be cute sometimes.
So,
I don't know, I just love you, and I'm very happy to have you as my best friend.
Oh, that's so sweet to hear from you, because as we all know, Paola's not a very she shows her feelings, but not always, not like me. Like I'm very expressive with my feelings. She's more as an I wouldn't want to say introverted person, because she's not an introverted person, but she's more, she wants to keep her feelings to herself.
Yes, exactly.
But that's so sweet that you tell me say that. I love you so much, of course. Like, aw, I wasn't expecting that to you to say that.
Oh. I love you, stupid.
That's so cute. Aw, thank you. Same with you. Like, I'm so proud of Chavi as my friend and to call him my best friend, because it's just crazy, you know, because, like, all these years together, she's, I don't know. Like, I really wish we can just be keeping friends, you know, for all these years.
We will.
I know we will.
Okay, so thank you for doing this with me. I love you and I miss you.
I miss you too. Hopefully we can see each other soon, because I can't wait. Oh, it's really hard. Even though we text every day, or we call each other every day, we tell each other everything, it's just not the same. But hopefully we can see each other again. I know it'll come soon.
Yeah, this year, hopefully.
This year, hopefully.
Okay. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.